Now, the rest of the story. It was one of those summer days when you can see the hot air rise and ripple over the railroad tracks, one of those steamy hot days that can lull the mind into carelessness. The year was 1862. The place, a tiny trackside rail station at Mount Clemens, Michigan. I want you to meet Jim McKenzie, the station master. He's a quiet, kindly, deliberate sort of fellow. But he was not paying attention that day when his three-year young son left the station to play. A few minutes later, in walked Al the Candy Butcher. Candy Butcher is what they used to call the fellow who would sell candy and newspapers on the trains. Now, Al, age 15, worked the run from Port Huron to Detroit and back, a daily round trip. It was during the long stops for freight car switching at Mount Clemens that Al would get off the train and stretch his legs. Now, picture this. Jim McKenzie is sitting at the telegrapher's desk. Telegraphy was one of the station master's jobs back then. Anyway, Jim is sitting there when Al the Candy Butcher walks up to greet him. And after a minute or so, Jim got up, the two strolled outside, and as they stood talking on the platform, Al could see Jim's little boy romping a short distance away. The two continued their conversation. Mr. McKenzie asked if Al still printed the newspaper. Al said he did. He called it the Weekly Herald, circulation 400, price per copy 8 cents, mostly local news and gossip. Al had his printing press set up right in the baggage car. That means his newspaper was probably the first ever actually published on a train. Well, Mr. McKenzie was saying something about a bright future in the newspaper business when Al glanced over to where he'd seen the station master's son playing, and the small boy was not there. Al's eyes darted about the rail yard, and the events which followed occurred more quickly than one could recount them. A stretch of siding, the child approaching it, crawling over the rail. A sided boxcar rolling down the track toward the youngster. Al jumped from the platform and ran toward the little boy. "Get away," shouted Al. "Get off the tracks," but the child didn't budge, so Al ran faster, just barely fast enough to sweep that three-year-old up in his arms and carry him to safety. Now listen, the miss was so near that as Al lunged clear, the rolling boxcar struck the heel of his shoe. But that's how a candy butcher from the Grand Trunk Railway saved a little boy's life. And nobody has recorded whether that child grew up to accomplish anything, but this much is recalled. The station master was so grateful to Al that he, Jim McKenzie, offered to teach Al telegraphy, the Morse code, the procedures, everything he would need to know to become a pro. And eventually, Al did. Scholars have suggested that he might have become a journalist otherwise, that this was the turning point in the young man's life, that it was not only a springboard, but an inspiration. It signified Al's first professional relationship. It signified Al's first ever professional relationship with electricity. And in recounting this story for you today, something else occurs to me, that Jim McKenzie, the station master who had launched that boy on his career as a telegraph operator, Jim was the first man of many, many millions who owed a debt of gratitude to somebody called Al in his boyhood, a teenager who'd saved his son's life, and a teenager whose own life almost ended on a railroad siding in Mount Clemens, Michigan, a young man named Thomas Alva Edison. Now you know the rest of the story.